Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. I have to be honest with you and tell you that I was laughing really hard with a friend of mine just before the show went live, and so I've been catching my breath, and I would love to tell you the story about why we were laughing, but it wouldn't be funny. You know how some stories you have to be there, you have to be in the experience. So I am coming down from a laughing high, and I hope that you are connecting to the highs that are going on right now. There are some big energies going on, no doubt about it. I just did a few recent shows about astrology. If you're interested in astrology, if you want to know more about your chart, check out some of those shows because there's been lots of big energies as we started this new year. And part of why today's show is important is because we want to make sure and ground ourselves in our courage, our confidence, our innate strength and wisdom that is always present and always available. And that is what this show is about today. So I hope you get a lot from these messages. Before I get going on this topic, a few announcements as always. I'd like to make sure you're aware of something quite amazing that's going on right now. Our friends at Starfield Press, at starfieldpress.com, have a special project going on right now that you can participate in if you want to be published. If you want to be published in 2014, there is a great book. It's a compilation book that's coming together now. It's called World Story 2013, and you are being invited to share your story of 2013, whatever that might be, whatever lessons, changes, themes, strengths, experiences you had. If you would like it to be published in this special collection, send in your submission soon, 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 soon. I believe that January 23rd, 2014 is the deadline. Go to starfieldpress.com. You can actually click over there now as you're listening to this and see if that project resonates with you. Keep in mind, this is going to be an ongoing annual project. So if you can't make the deadline right now, have it on your radar for 2014. Also, I invite you to sign up on the mailing list because there are going to be some more projects from Starfield Press that are going to be interactive and looking for contributors. And, you know, this is the time to spread your message, to share your story. And this most certainly plays into the theme of the show, which is courage and confidence. it's time. It's really time to step out and to go bigger in some area of your life. And if you need some opportunities to do that, I recommend checking out World Story, Starfield Press. You know where to go. Another thing to put on your radar is that every month, Happiness and Wellbeing magazine has some great articles and great topics that they share with you. The January issue has some really awesome topics about manifesting the life you want this year, a yoga cheat sheet if you're looking to start yoga or get into it a little bit more, how to love your liver. Our beautiful, wonderful liver does so much for us, and a lot of other things. So check out Happiness and Wellbeing magazine. As always, I share with you full disclosure that, yes, I am the monthly astrologer, official astrologer for this publication, but I receive nothing for sharing this magazine with you, meaning I just share it from my heart. I just want you to be aware that it's a great resource for our journey right now. I have a lot of projects coming up that are quite big, and I go back and forth on when to announce them and when to share it, because there's just so much going on right now, and the message I'm getting is that it's not quite time to share some of these big projects, but I just want to give you a heads up that there's some really exciting, unique, and cool things coming out in the first few months here of 2014. I'm going to be introducing those projects and sharing them with you because they're all for you. I'm collaborating with some amazing people, and we are bringing you some tools and resources that are going to assist you in your spiritual growth, in your personal development, in self-love, self-acceptance, just a lot of really strong, important messages that we need to hear. So those are in the works, and I will trust the timing, absolutely trust the timing. And just a quick shout out to all of you who have been interested in my books. I just want to say thank you for the amazing reviews, for the great emails and feedback you've sent me. My inbox has received some incredible messages about how you relate and understand what I'm sharing in The Art of Trapeze. That is the first book in my Awakening Consciousness series, and many of you have grasped that that is the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell's archetypal, wonderful, influential explanation of moving from an unconscious state into conscious awareness. And as you maybe saw, that book, The Art of Trapeze, was number 2 on the Amazon charts next to 12 Years a Slave, which just won some huge awards, movie awards. So to say the least, I'm blown away. Thank you. And I hope that the next book in the series, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, is even better for you. And I've said this before that it's my favorite book because it is the meat of the information. It's a guidebook. It provides insights and explanations. It helps to understand the 5 types of consciousness on the planet right now. It explains the spiral and the elevator approach to learning. It talks about the 11 different stages of spiritual growth. So just a quick shout out that I appreciate your messages and your in all forms, and I'm not always able to respond right away because I'm quite busy, but just to let you know, I received them and I appreciate it. So let's get to today's awesome topic: spiritual courage and conscious confidence. These are important themes right now. We are shifting and growing on so many layers and in so many energetic ways that we are continually given opportunities to source deeper levels of courage and higher levels of confidence. Those qualities are going to be continually required as we move forward through this year, through our lifetimes, through our everyday experiences as well as our significant life experiences, courage and confidence. And we have chosen at a soul level how we want to strengthen those muscles. You've probably heard me say this before, how we are developing muscles and we have to use them. So for example, trust is a muscle that we develop. We find ways to trust ourselves more, to trust what we're hearing, to trust our messages, to trust our choices, to trust our words. And as we get stronger, as that muscle of trust gets stronger, we feel stronger with it. It becomes more of an innate way of living. The same is true for courage and confidence. They are muscles we use and we have to practice in order to get stronger. You can practice courage and confidence in an amazing array of experiences and methods. It could be as simple as the words you write in an email expressing yourself, or the words you say in conversation with someone where you open up a little bit more and share what you're feeling or share your feedback. This could initially be a little bit uncomfortable if you're not used to using this muscle. All have it. It's always present. And we make the choice to use it. It's being in a situation where you feel you want to speak up or you want to try something a little different. And you might wobble at times. You might go back and forth about how to say something or when to say something or if to say something. I know that many of you have this within your family dynamics because our families, God bless them, God love them, help us grow in really significant ways. Many people listening are light workers, starseed, empaths, intuitives, and you know that your connection with your family has really pushed you forward to be in your own energy, to own your truth, to share who you really are in the world. And that hasn't always been easy. But if you were to look back on your journey, say just in the past 2 years or 5 years, if you were to look back, you would see that you demonstrated courage in being your full self, in owning your gifts, in embracing your uniqueness and why you're special, in stepping out and being different from the crowd. That is courage. That is spiritual courage. And with that, you exuded an energy of confidence, whether you realize it or not. I find that a lot of people first come from unconscious confidence, which is related to the ego mind. And that could be, say, pumping up your chest and demonstrating how great you are to the world. And, it comes from that egoic energy, which isn't bad. It just is a different expression of it. And that's typically the unconscious confidence that is shared because that's what we see the most. And it works for us. It can serve us very well when we're looking to demonstrate skills or trying something new. Your ego mind can be great for asserting that for yourself. But from a higher perspective, you have access to conscious confidence. And conscious confidence is a core energy, inner strength that is always present. And it is connected to how loved you are, how strong you are, your abilities to shine, to speak your truth, to feel secure in your own energy, conscious confidence at your core, try and say that five times fast, is always present, but we lose connection with it. We forget, we get busy, we get distracted, and we even maybe tune out or tune away. But when you do something such as meditation or yoga, or you focus on your breath, or you focus on gratitude and abundance, all avenues that connect you back to this inner well of confidence that's always present, then no one can take away, no one can diminish. It's all you. And so I get the visual that our unconscious confidence, which is the ego mind, is similar to a balloon. Imagine a balloon that's being filled up with helium, and it gets filled up. And that is the ego mind's experience, right? It gets filled up and it expands and it feels good. Well, at some point, it deflates. The helium seeps out, fires, and as it deflates, the ego mind's confidence deflates. And then it looks for another source of helium to get filled up again. And there's nothing bad or wrong about this. It's something that we all experience probably in different times in different ways because it's what we've known. And so what it creates is a need to constantly look for another source. But with conscious confidence, the visual I get is the appearance of a tube. I'm actually seeing it as one of those tubes that they use at banks. This is popular here in the U.S., so let me, I'm going to try and describe it. It's when you go to the bank and you go to a drive-through teller, and there is this tube where you take your checks and your cash and you stick it in a container, and then you press a button, and the tube sends it sends the container with your cash and check up over to the teller. And so it's this tube that's constantly connected to the bank, to source. That's what I'm feeling as I'm talking about this, is that conscious confidence is tuning into the fact that you are always plugged in, that you have to drive in, and connect to this energy. It is our choice. It is our free will. It is our intention that connects us to this constant source of confidence. And what I'm seeing is how when we do this, we are establishing a new practice, new ways to source energy from source, from spirit, that is always there to empower us. It's not dependent upon an environment or a situation or a fleeting idea. It's constant. And this tube, it's making me smile to think about this tube. I'm seeing it as a clear tube that is a direct connection between spirit, and it goes directly down through our chakra points. And it's just a source of continual energy. And it's quite cool. I'm hearing that it's always on. The bank never closes, never shuts down. The system never fails. It's always there. And what we are being given right now is opportunities to source from this place, to know that what you are ready to do next in your life can be sourced from this energy. You do not have to go to anyone else to get this energy, to get this connection. It's all you. And that is a significant shift. It means turning inward more. It means following other people less. I just did a show about the 2014 spiritual themes, and each of those themes I received through spirit. It's channeled information. I never know what it's going to be. I just simply receive, sit down and receive, which is something that we all do. And as I receive these themes, I share them with you. And one of the themes of 2014 is energetic independence. It's a return to yourself thing you need. It's a lessening of group interactions. It's a lessening of so-called gurus. It's a return to what is your message. What are you receiving? What do you need? And this takes courage. It also takes confidence. So these are important words that we're going to continually connect with throughout 2014 and beyond, because we're establishing new patterns, new practices for owning our energy. Now, the word courage comes from the French word cœur, which means heart, and courage translates to the strength of your innermost feelings, the strength of them. Confidence is also a French word. It comes from confidere, and that means to have full trust and reliance. Full trust and reliance. So when you look at self-confidence, you see that means to have full trust and reliance on self. And what I found is that even though we know these terms and we know these words and they're thrown around, they're used often, we need to return to our connection to them and reminders about them. Now, part of how I described the show was the understanding that we have courage and confidence in our DNA. We are more than equipped with these energies, with the ability to use them. And that's because choosing this lifetime took courage and confidence. Being here took courage and confidence. This is a lifetime where we go all out in what we want to do and we claim it. And that is why I share with you opportunities to get published, opportunities to share your message, or other ways to go bigger in what you want to do, because this is the lifetime for it, my friends. Part of what this is about, too, is understanding that what you choose right now is also going to set up your energies in future lifetimes, future successes, future energies and dynamics and relationships and on and on. That's also because, I'm going to take this conversation to a more advanced level, because the concept of lifetimes is based also within time and space. And on quantum levels, there is no time and space. So that means all lifetimes are happening right now. And as you consciously choose greater courage and confidence now, you're shifting your experiences in other lifetimes in the future. Because that's actually happened right now. All kinds of people listen to this show, and I know that everyone is at different places on their journey. So if these terms are new to you, I'm planting some seeds then about more topics to explore in the world of spirituality, metaphysics, and consciousness. Courage and confidence, I feel them as your left hand and your right hand. Just your partners right now, energies that are available, that are working for you, that when you call them forward, bam, they're right there. And I have a story about this with a recent astrology client. She is experiencing some significant transitions in her life with her family, specifically a sister. This client I spoke to last week, and she said that she didn't mind if I shared her story. We gave her a fake name, so we're calling her Charlotte. And Charlotte has in her astrology chart her sun at 11 degrees Libra. Now, if you've listened to the previous episodes I've aired about astrology, I talked about how certain points in astrology are being triggered heavily right now. 10, 11, 12, and 13 degrees at Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And so Charlotte fits in with these big energies right now with her sun at 11 degrees Libra. She also has another planet at 13 degrees Aries, and she has her, I believe it's her Mercury, at 13 degrees Libra. So she has quite a dynamic experience happening right now with multiple parts of her energy being triggered by these astrological transits. So what Charlotte is experiencing is in her life, her sister has revealed her true colors, shall we say. And her sister has been stirring up trouble for Charlotte for a while now. They've been close when they were younger in their teenage years, and now as they've gotten older, things are changing in such a way that it's become uncomfortable. And it's caused Charlotte a lot of stress, a lot of angst, fear, anxiety, a lot of big things moving through for her. In our session together, we explored all this. And what came through for Charlotte was how her sister is helping Charlotte tune into her relationship patterns and how she has unnecessarily taken care of her sister in order to keep the peace, in order to feel accepted, in order to feel connected. Also, the bigger picture is how that pattern has played out within her family. So Charlotte and I were exploring this and looking at the big transits happening right now for her. There are a lot of changes going on, and she can choose to continue these patterns, but they're just going to tear her down inside. And what we got to at the heart of the issue for Charlotte was how, if she could zoom out and see from a bigger perspective how her sister was revealing how she was denying her own needs, and that it was time to love herself more and to love herself enough to have the courage and confidence change the relationship dynamic. If you are a Libra or you have planets in Libra, you can understand this is not easy. Because relationships are so important, you want people to be happy, you want win-wins, you want peaceful resolution. But all of that is being stirred up right now because what it's revealing is how she's essentially been doing too much to keep the peace, how it's really not serving her. The relationship is not serving what she really truly needs. So Charlotte was able to understand how this experience with her sister was changing her, was changing her sister, was changing their relationship permanently. And she knew she would need some time to work through that. And that it's necessary sometimes to just be in the discomfort. Because if you're not in the discomfort, you're not connecting to all of the energies in an experience. Meaning, being in the discomfort connects you to the gold of what you're changing. So say, for example, if Charlotte did not stay in the discomfort, she would be inclined to rush back to her sister and to take care of things. Because that's her comfort level. That's where what's what she has done for years. So now what she's seeing is that it takes courage to be in the discomfort of these changes. It also takes confidence in herself, knowing that she's going to figure it out. She's going to be okay. That things are going to happen just as they need to. And she can see how there's nothing wrong. There's nothing she has to fix or change or say, because she's activating her own courage and confidence in a way that tells her, I am doing exactly what I need to do right now. Now, if any of you listening have some strong Pluto transits happening now, these are the same messages that you will be or have been experiencing, because Pluto energy gets to the deepest, darkest corners, and it brings it all out, and you cannot hide, and you cannot stuff it or repress it or deny it. It just comes out, and if it doesn't come out, I hate to say it, but things just get harder, because you at a soul level are ready. You're ready for this evolution and this change. So I felt that the story about Charlotte was really important right now, because number one, we need to know that other people are going through this stuff in their private world, and we don't all put it out there. However, it's also important to know that you have what you need. You have what you need to get through it. And it does require going to new places within your own energy. Now, that's one such example. Another example could be in your business or in your professional development. If there's something you're ready to do that's new and you're a little bit scared but a little bit excited. And I share that with you in my memoir, The Art of Trapeze. I share with you like some of my own doubts or fears or whatever, but it's because there's greater excitement going on, right? When we're doing something new, we don't have the answers. But we'll find them, and we'll get them, and we'll figure it out, and we have the confidence to plow through anyways. It's been really interesting to me that there have been some who don't see it from that perspective. It's like, it's so normal when you are a leader, when you are leading yourself into new territory, that you would have these questions come up. That's normal. And then you also have the confidence to do it anyways, and you go through with it. And that's one of the main themes of this, of my book, is the confidence to go for your dreams, to go big, that you acknowledge what you don't know, but it doesn't stop you. It doesn't hold you back. You do it anyways. One of my recent stories about this was starting this radio show, which is almost, let's see, it'll be, I think, 2 years in the spring, summer. And I had listened to someone for years. I consider one of my mentors to be Jennifer Hoffman. I adore her. I came across her in 2007 when I was going through some big karmic stuff, and she was someone who guided me through some deep karmic stuff. Wow, gosh, that feels like decades ago now. And I loved everything that she shared, and as I understood more about my energy and myself, I was able to see how I was going to have a radio show too. And she, Jennifer Hoffman, I consider her one of my mentors, an unofficial mentor, because I don't know her personally, but she's great. You should check her out. Her website is enlighteninglife.com. And so she was one of my mentors from a distance about doing this radio show, because I saw how much benefit there was to sharing in this way. When I started the radio show, I was figuring things out. I was thinking, okay, what's my style? What am I going to share? What's comfortable for me? And that just takes figuring it out. You make changes. You ebb and you flow. You say yes to this and no to that. That's just how anything goes when you're doing something new and you're doing it on your own terms. So that's been a joy for me, is to figure out how to work this radio show in a way that connects with you, that connects with people all over the globe, thousands of listeners. And it just takes going through it, and it requires the confidence to do that, the courage to do it. You don't have answers. You figure it out as you go. And that's also really exciting, because I always had it in my mind that I can't do it wrong. There's no way to do it wrong. Just do what's right for me at that time. And as the energy shifts, change it around. So know that whatever you are looking forward to doing this year, in 2014 and beyond, it's going to require figuring it out. You'll have questions. You'll have things to solve. You'll have perhaps even that inner yes and no. And then you do it anyways, because you have the courage and the confidence. Another important thing to know is that if you are called to do something, then popping up in your awareness, or the messages have been coming through stronger, it's because your team, your spiritual team, is giving you hints that it's time, is telling you you're ready. There's a lot there around the fact that, you know, synchronicity is an incredible gift. It actually, the concept of synchronicity, it stems from the psychiatrist Carl Jung, who noticed this in his practice and understood the bigger, deeper meanings. He was quite intuitive. He wasn't a practicing astrologer in the sense that he wasn't public with it, but he incorporated astrology into his professional practice. And you can imagine at the time that was not always a popular pseudoscience to incorporate. But what I'm getting at here is that there is a heritage, a legacy of people who have stepped out and followed what was right for them, regardless of anything else, and ports that. Spirit shows up in your life to give you those messages, to confirm these, that it's time. And more than ever, it's time. More than ever, it's time. Connected with some clients who need to take more time in following their path or in making changes. Perfect. Great. Again, you can't do it wrong. You can only do it your way. And that's the way it needs to be. That's exactly how it needs to be. So the question is, how often are you missing courage in your life? And how often are you incorporating confidence into all that you do? Because, again, these are the muscles we're building. These are the ways we are activating deeper energies in our DNA. These are our allies and our gifts and our opportunities right now. And throughout the upcoming year and beyond, we will need more courage, because we're creating our path as we go. It's uncharted territory. That excites me. And at the same time, I wonder or I question, and then I come back to the excitement and the fact that I can do anything. But I mean that I, as in one, or you, as a person, can do anything at this time. So what do you want to do? What are you ready for? Where can you go a little bigger in your energy? Where can you stretch a little further? I have seen many people take bold actions that might sound ridiculous or might look crazy on paper, and they were met with unexpected rewards because they trusted, they followed, they went for it. And that's what we have so much support in right now. I hope there's a part of you that just knows this, right? Like that you are just remembering all of this because you already know it. And there's a part of you that is nodding your head or just saying, yes, 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 thanks for the reminder, which is what I think this show really is. It's just a reminder of what you already know, of what you already possess, and you're ready. You're really ready to go bigger with it. And the going bigger part is different for each person. It's also perfect for each person. Next week on the show, the topic is pioneering your path. That will be channeled information. I don't know what's coming through. Actually, all of these shows are channeled. I didn't even have a layout for this topic. I just knew that whatever I had to share with you would come through. And that is a muscle I've built and developed because I trust myself and I trust spirit more than ever. And this ability to trust is available to all of us. Trusting is free. It is free. It is available to every person on the planet. It is something we all have the ability to practice and do. And I think it's one of the major gifts and opportunities of this lifetime, that we are trusting ourselves more than ever. We are trusting what is right for us. We are trusting all of our gifts and potentials and just following the yellow brick road, following where it goes. And I think that's also one of the joys of being human at this time. In fact, I know it because it's just evident in so many people's lives. One of the topics or one of the subjects I cover in the Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness are the five different types of consciousness on the planet right now. And awakening consciousness is a very strong one. And that is the understanding that you as a soul are in charge. You have chosen certain experiences and lessons, that you are complete and that we are all connected to each other through the concept of oneness, through many energetic layers. And awakening consciousness is a very empowering perspective because it allows you to detach and to see the gifts in relationships and experiences, in emotions. You see the gift. You see the fullness of it. You see the beauty. And this is most certainly connected to spiritual courage and conscious confidence, understanding that you as a soul are connected, are tuned in, are tapped in. Now you might look around and say, oh, well, I'm not as tuned in as I want to be, or I'm not psychic like other people, but you can be. You know, don't limit yourself. Look at what language comes up in your mind around where you're unconsciously limiting yourself. Because those are the blocks that are ready to be changed, to be transmuted into greater self-love and self-acceptance, and to be changed into greater possibilities. I am feeling that this is complete. This message, this show is complete based on everything we've talked about and covered. I hope this has reminded you of your power, of your abilities, of your potential, a special thank you to Charlotte for allowing me to share her experience right now. Thank you for that. And I hope to see you here soon for the next live broadcast, or feel free to check out any of the episodes that are available on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. There are over 100 episodes of this program available for you to download and listen to at any time. They're all free. And also, you can follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to the Conscious Cool Chic Blog Talk Radio webpage and click follow. When you do that, Blog Talk Radio will send you an email about the next upcoming show and its topic, and that way you won't miss anything. So how about that? You can get Blog Talk Radio to work for you. As always, you can find out more information on ConsciousCoolChic.com. It's where I share the latest astrology and energy messages. Plus, there's free meditation, free book excerpts, all kinds of good stuff there. So check that out. And I hope to see you soon, my friends. I really appreciate your time and your presence. And I wish you the very best in the journey ahead. Take good care.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.